It's Friday, March 15th, 2024. Welcome to episode 94 of the Alameda Postcast, an audio service of the Alameda Post. I'm your host, Scott Peeler. In this edition of the Postcast, DePave Park takes another step forward, APD turns a sideshow into a no-show, ballots are still being counted, the county records its first positive West Nile test of the season, Carrier Con is a hit, the city council will consider a ban on animal testing. And now you can get the Alameda Post with just one touch. These stories and more on this episode of the Alameda Postcast. Our top story, back in episode 49 last April, we were talking about the plans for DePave Park at Alameda Point, directly across from Seaplane Lagoon. Recently, the proposed park passed some milestones. In November, as noted in episode 78, City Council voted to remove buildings 29 and 25 from the point. 29 currently houses artists and makers, while 25 is home to Dash Sellers, Urban Legend, and St. George's Spirits, among others. On January 8th, the Design Review Board of the San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission voiced resounding approval of the proposed master plan. DePave seeks to restore some of the wetlands originally filled in by the Navy. The way this will be accomplished drew loud praise from the board. Board member and architect Leo Chow noted, quote, "Parks generally seem to put people first, and here the design is putting nature first while allowing people to access and see the site, see the processes of change," end quote. At the conclusion of comments by the board and members of the public, Chair Jacinta McCann remarked on the impressive community support for the project and closed the hearing by saying, quote, "I think we're done here. I don't see any need for you to come back," end quote. A month later, at its February 8th meeting, the Alameda Recreation and Park Commission heaped similar praise on the final design of DePave Park. Commissioner Eric Robbins said, quote, "This is a very bold and brave move to remove the buildings. This will be a beautiful extension for our city to bring additional safe haven for the birds," end quote. On March 19th, City Council will hear a recommendation to approve the master plan. Once the plan is approved by the City Council, the design team will complete 30% of the needed design documents, which will be used to apply for required regional permits. As you may have guessed, this will be a lengthy process, but the end results promise to be impressive indeed, not only as a park for the public to enjoy, but as a needed habitat and reclamation of environmentally important wetlands. For further details, including maps and artist renderings of the future of DePave Park, see Richard Bangert's article at alamedapost.com/news. Just last week, I reported that City Manager Jennifer Ott reported to City Council that Alameda has partnered with other jurisdictions in an attempt to head off illegal automotive sideshows that have been showing up with increasing frequency at Alameda Point. New fences, interagency cooperation, and a focus on preventative intelligence. This past weekend, it paid off. With the assistance of the California Highway Patrol, an unpermitted sideshow was stopped before it even started. Potential participants had to pass by at least five CHP officers on their way to the intersection of Monarch Street and West Tower Avenue without being stopped for a motor vehicle infraction on the way. Despite groups already preparing for the expected show, in the end, everyone went home quietly. On their Facebook page, APD did comment that the organizer of Sunday's event had been advised of the proper permitting process, but neglected to follow through. For more details on the events that led to no event, see Richard Bangert's article at alamedapost.com/news. On Wednesday, the Alameda County Registrar of Voters released their latest post-election unofficial update, showing about 55,000 ballots yet to be tallied. Turnout in the county looks to be around 29% of registered voters. For the city of Alameda, that number is a bit higher, around 34%. The extra 5 percentage points are likely directly attributable to Measure E, the parcel tax combination and extension for Alameda Unified School District. Measure E seems certain to pass, garnering 75% of the vote, 9 percentage points above the required two-thirds. There have been some changes, and some tallies are still too close to call. In the race for 18th District State Assembly, Andre Sanford has moved into second place behind incumbent Mia Bonta and leads Mindy Pechenuk by just 12 votes. Statewide, Measure 1 is much too close to call. With more than 900,000 ballots yet to be counted, yes votes make up 50.1%, a difference of just over 10,300 votes of the 6,452,402 counted thus far. For the latest on the ballot count, head to alamedapost.com/election. You'll find Adam Gillett's updates and everything you need to make an informed decision come this November. The Alameda County Mosquito Abatement District has now found the county's first West Nile virus positive mosquito this year, after finding two birds that tested positive in Union City earlier this year. The mosquito was also collected from Union City and was confirmed to have West Nile virus at the district laboratory on March 11th. Mosquito Abatement District General Manager Ryan Klausnitzer commented, quote, "It is unusual for us to have a West Nile virus detection this early in Alameda County, though it is not surprising after we found two West Nile-positive birds in Union City recently. We've had a large amount of rain in the past months, which means more places for mosquitoes to lay their eggs and reproduce rapidly." End quote. Remember, mosquitoes need very little water for breeding, sometimes as little as a quarter of an inch, so there are some things you can do to help stop the spread. Dump and drain any standing water on your property, since mosquitoes do need water to develop. Mosquitoes are more active at dawn and dusk, so plan accordingly. Look for insect repellent containing EPA-registered active ingredients, ranging from DEET to oil of lemon eucalyptus. Personally, I have found that picaridin does well without the problems associated with DEET. By the way, now is a good time to get your mosquito protocols in order. The Bay Area has yet to see the arrival of the Asian tiger mosquito. They have made it as far as Southern California. I lived with these pests in Georgia. What makes them worse? They feed all day instead of just dusk and dawn. So let's do what we can to roll up the welcome mat. Find tips for protecting yourself from mosquito-borne illnesses at alamedapost.com/news. Stormtroopers raided the USS Hornet this past weekend, as did ninjas, anime characters, gamers, and more. The third annual Carrier Con was a great success, celebrating cosplay, tabletop gaming, and both Western and Japanese media. Artist Alley featured Wendy and Richard Pini of ElfQuest fame, as well as local cartoonist Priest, creator of Two Birds from Alameda. Our own Kelsey Gores was there and spent some time talking with the organizers and attendees. As you can imagine, the San Francisco skyline and the Hornet itself made for some spectacular backgrounds as the cosplayers showed off their labors. For pictures and conversations from Carrier Con, see Kelsey's article at alamedapost.com/features. Back in episode 75 in October, I reported that the city council had denied an Alameda Point lease to Science Corporation for Building 11. In January, as noted in episode 86, the council voted 3-2 to direct city staff to draft an ordinance prohibiting animal testing and experimentation on property owned or controlled by the city. That ordinance will be put to a vote on April 16th. The proposed language for the ordinance reads, quote, "Except as specifically required by state or federal law, no person shall engage in or permit animal testing or experimentation on any property owned or controlled by the City of Alameda in its proprietary capacity," end quote. The ordinance will impact most of Alameda Point, marinas, and areas in the state's Tidelands Trust. It excludes facilities such as animal shelters, hospitals, and groomers. The city is still seeking public input. For a link to that form and a look at arguments on both sides of the issue, see Vicki Wynn's article at alamedapost.com/news. How would you like to get the content of the Alameda Post with just one touch? Well, now you can. Whether you're Apple or Android, you can now add the Alameda Post app to your home screen on your mobile device. Then, one touch takes you immediately to all the content you've come to expect. Three quick steps and the app is installed. Adam Gillett has provided illustrated instructions to get you up and running in no time. You can find those instructions at alamedapost.com/op-ed. This week's Walking History Tour focuses on the Webster Street Business District, St. Patrick's Day, Sunday the 17th. For details and tickets, head to alamedapost.com/tours. Dennis Evanosky provides a great introduction at alamedapost.com/history with Webster Street in the 19th century. Coming up later this month, the 1854 town of Alameda. alamedapost.com/events for a guide to what's going on in Alameda. Friday and Saturday brings the Friends of the Alameda Free Library used book sale at the main branch on Oak Street from 10 to 4 both days. Saturday Farmers Market from 9 until 1. Gene Sweeney Open Space Park Volunteer Cleanup, Saturday from 10 until 11:30. From 1 until 4 on Saturday, head to Faction Brewing for the Alameda Electrification Fair. You can get your questions answered and win some cool prizes. Brian Copeland's solo show, Not a Genuine Black Man, is at the Altarena Playhouse for one night only on Saturday. The show is the longest-running solo show in San Francisco history and finds Brian portraying 20 characters as he delves into the complicated subject that is Bay Area history. On Sunday, check out the Volunteer Day and Open House at the Reap Center. More events at alamedapost.com/events. Sunday is St. Patrick's Day. You'll want to check out Gil Michael's reminiscences of St. Patty's past, as well as his corned beef recipe at alamedapost.com/features. Thank you for your support of local news for Alameda. To give a tax-deductible donation, head to alamedapost.com/memberships. Remember, you can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Mastodon, Threads, Blue Sky, as well as our own subreddit. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel on Apple News. Find the Postcast wherever you get your podcast, or simply tell your smart device to play the Alameda Postcast podcast. I'm Scott Peeler. I'll be back next Friday with episode 95 of the Alameda Postcast.